in Wagner's Parsifal at 5 o'clock this afternoon. This is Radio 3, and time now for this week's Music Planet with Lopa Kattari.
Yes, and today we're looking ahead to the rest of the summer and some of the live music happening at festivals across the UK post-Glastonbury, not least WOMAD. We'll be broadcasting live from there in a few weeks' time. But today we kick off with a band currently celebrating 50 years in the business and who'll be touring the UK from the end of July. They are the mighty Orchestra Baobab.
Oh, bailen di jayo.
The sound of Senegalese legends Orchestra Baobab, who celebrate their 50th anniversary this year. It all began in Dakar at the Baobab Club, where they were the house band, hence their name. They were part of the musical renaissance, helping redefine an African identity as many countries in the continent gained independence from their colonial powers. And it was bands like Orchestra Baobab that turned Senegal's capital into one of the most vibrant musical cities in the world. You can catch them live from the end of this month. They'll be in Bristol on the 29th. From there, they're going to be going on to Leamington Spa, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Manchester, Bexhill, London, Liverpool, Leeds, and finally the Brecon Beacons in Wales for the Green Man Festival, which is over the weekend of the 18th to the 21st of August. And that track was Say, from their 2017 album that paid tribute to Ndioga Dieng, one of the original vocalists of the group, who passed away in 2016. A new release now from the singer Branka. Her father is Serbian and her mother Hungarian, so she's grown up exposed to the folk traditions of both of these great musical cultures. The thing I love about this music is the turn of phrase, the way that the lyrics sort of slip and slide over and around the melody line as if they are partners in a dance. This is Yahorina Planina, one of the tracks from her recent album, out now on Fono Records.
Ah,
That was the Serbian-Hungarian singer Branka and a song called Jahorina Planina, Mountain, from her new album on Fono Records. Now, you might remember last year when WOMAD was forced to cancel for a second year running, we brought some of the artists who would have performed into the studio, including the Japanese singer Hattis Noit, who was then previewing new material from her forthcoming album. Well, the new album has just been released, and this track, I think, reflects her influences from both classical music and Bulgarian polyphony, with Hattis Noit overlaying her voice to create a beautifully rich sound by the end of the track.
No.
Extraordinary vocals and electronic wizardry from Japan's Hattis Noit, a singular voice from that country's most northerly region of Hokkaido, now based in London. That track, Akazo, is from her debut album, Aura, released just last week on Erased Tapes. And you can finally catch her live at WOMAD this year, that takes place during the last weekend of July. And if you can't make that, she's also going to be performing in Manchester, at Halle at St Michael's on the 20th of August, and in London at St John on Bethnal Green on the 25th. Well, another new release now from Sidi Abdallah Umbadugu, the son of Tuareg legend Abdallah Umbadugu, a pioneer of the guitar-driven desert blues. Clermont Records has just released Sidi's album, Isiktan, meaning memory, on which he and his band, Takrist Ankal, bring a fresh sound to the music of Niger that his father made so famous. new take on desert blues from Sidi Abdallah Umbodugu on his album Isiktan. We head across the desert now to the music of the Mediterranean basin, where North Africa shares the sea with southern Europe, and French-Algerian singer and ethnomusicologist Françoise Atlan. Bouddha Music has just re-released her 2003 album Andalousiat, where she joins forces with l'Orchestre Arabo-Andalou de Fès. The orchestra was formed in 1946 and it is one of the oldest and most renowned orchestras of Moroccan Arab-Andalusian music.
Thank you.
Françoise Atlan and the Arab Andalusian Orchestra, and one of her compositions there called Morena Ya Mali from her album Andalusiat that has just been re-released on Buddha Music. I'm Lapa Qatari and you're listening to Music Planet on Radio 3. Now, one of the big events on the Roots music calendar here in the UK is, of course, the Cambridge Folk Festival, which, like WOMAD, takes place over the last weekend in July. The pandemic has put the kibosh on virtually all live music for the last 2 years, so not surprisingly, to make up for lost time, the lineup at this year's Cambridge Folk Festival is epic. Some of the names I see on the list include Gypsy Kings, Afro-Celt Sound System, Julie Fowlis, Sam Lee, and our old friends Spires and Bowden. So here's the opening track from the English duo's latest album, Fallow Ground, and it's a rather dark tale from the Australian bush from the repertoire of Peter Bellamy. This is called Bluey Brink.
Flinching 12 gallons of beer. Now Jimmy the barman who served out the drink, how he hated the sight of that there bluey brink, for he stayed much too late and he come much too soon. Time at noon. Now one morning when Jimmy was cleaning the bar, with sulfuric acid he kept in a jar, well in come a shearer a-bawling with thirst, say whatever you got Jim, just hand me the first. Well, it ain't told in history, and it ain't put in print. A bluey drunk acid would never a wink. Saying that's the stuff, Jimmy, Christ strike me stone dead. It'll make me the ringer of Stevenson Shed. Out the beer. The barman was trembling with worry and fear. pass the night. But the very next morning when he opened the door, oh, in come the shearer, a boiling for more, with his eyebrows all singed and his whiskers deranged, and holes in his hide like a dog with a mane. Says Jimmy, how'd you like the new stuff? Well, it's all right, says Billy, but I ain't had enough. And it sets me to coughing, and you know I'm no liar. Every cough that I make sets me whiskers on fire.
Modern day folk heroes, founding members of Bellowhead, now gone duo Spires and Bowden. And as well as the Cambridge Folk Festival at the end of July, you can also catch them live at Sidmouth Folk Festival, Wickham, Broadstairs, Bognor Regis and Derby Folk Festivals, all of which take place in August. And of course, looming large on the festival diary towards the end of the summer is the Edinburgh International Festival. Amongst the roots-based artists, you'll be able to see Irish fiddle player Martin Hayes, Iranian musician Arif Gorbani, Indo-French tabla player Prabhi Edwild, and Romani group Taraf de Kaliu. They're led by the sensational violin player Gheorghe Kaliu Angel, continuing the centuries-old Lautari tradition, denoting a particular class of exceptional musician. Here's a track from Taraf de Kaliu's forthcoming album. And in the words of the group, it's a one-take wonder that took place in a warm studio far away in Romania's incredible countryside. This, they say, is the legacy of the last generation of Lautari, through which this music, unique to southern Romania, lives on. We'll be right back. music that I could listen to right through the night and into the early hours of the morning. Taraf de Kaliu. In addition to their gig at the Edinburgh Festival in August, they are also going to be at WOMAD in a few weeks' time. And I'm delighted to say we'll be recording that concert as part of our WOMAD coverage. Which brings us neatly to this next track that comes from a brand new compilation on Real World of recordings from WOMAD's very first event 40 years ago, called Live at WOMAD 1982. Alongside Echo and the Bunnymen, the drummers of Burundi, Salsa de Hoy and Peter Gabriel himself were these guys, the musicians of the Nile.
Thank you.
The album Bongo Joe brought out with some of the music from Sao Tome and Principe back in the 70s and 80s. Well, on the back of that, they've released Antologia Volume 1 from one of the legendary bands from Sao Tome post-independence called Africa Negra. And that was one of the tracks from it. It's a compilation of some of Africa Negra's biggest hits over their 50-year history. A glorious collection of uplifting, twangy guitar riffs, tight harmonies that pull on the heartstrings, soukous and high-life dance grooves, all drenched in phases and synths. This album is a perfect accompaniment to the summer. Africa Negra is still going strong today, and they are planning a few dates in Europe this summer. I'm not sure how many are in the band now, but back in the day, there were so many of them that they had to record in the courtyard of the Sao Tome National Radio Studios overlooking the ocean. How idyllic. New directions in Afro-Peruvian music now from a label that's on a bit of a roll at the moment. Lima-based Boo Records have been putting out all kinds of things lately, from the latest contemporary and experimental sounds to roots-based Peruvian music, old and new. Mis Ancestros is the debut album from Percutao, a Peruvian percussion ensemble led by Percy Chinchilla and fusing Afro-Peruvian, Cuban and Caribbean traditions. Have a listen to this. Perico Tao and one of the tracks from their debut album, Mis Ancestros, out now on Boo Records this week. Well, that's about it for this afternoon. Catherine Tickell will be here next week with a road trip to Lebanon, and I'll be back in a couple of weeks with a report from Festival Med in Portugal. To play us out today, a woman who I saw recently at the Barbican Centre in London. She is Aruj Aftab, the first Pakistani to win a Grammy. She had quite an unusual setup: harp, violin and double bass, no percussion except the little tambourine that the bassist was tapping with his foot. As for Aruj herself, well, she was dressed a bit like a character from a Mad Max film, likes a glass of red wine on stage, and has a wonderful self-deprecating sense of humour. Aftab is also one of the artists gigging in the UK this summer. You can see her at Salam Festival in Manchester on the 25th of July and Green Mind Festival and Edinburgh Festival in August. Fingers crossed that we can get her into the studios to do a session for us in the coming months. In the meantime, though, here's Mohabbat from her highly acclaimed album Vulture Prince. Her voice, well, it's a cool breeze on a hot summer's day.
Zamane bhar ke gham, ya ek tera.
Heart of Mahabbat by Aruj Aftab. Music Planet was presented by Lopa Qatari. The producer was Felix Carey. Coming up at 10 o'clock here on Radio 3, it's the New Music Show. Tom Service presents performances from the New Music Biennial 2022, recorded in Coventry in April. But now it's time for this evening's Opera on Three, and today the focus is on Wagner, a new production from Opera North recorded in Leeds last month. The presenter is Flora Wilson.
Hello and welcome to Leeds and to the late Victorian gilded splendour of the Grand Theatre. Tonight we're settling into our seats for the operatic long haul, Richard Wagner's final work, Parsifal, performed by the forces of Opera North. This magnificent building opened in 1878, just 2 years after the curtain rose on the first ever complete performances of Wagner's Ring Cycle at his brand new theatre in Bayreuth. Wagner's Festspielhaus was made to measure as the composer's ideal venue, but that didn't stop Opera North wowing audiences and critics with their award-winning staging of the cycle back in 2016. Martin Kettle described it as a ring cycle to treasure, and The Independent called it an unqualified triumph for the departing music director and great Wagner conductor Richard Farnes. Well, despite stepping down as Opera North's music director after The Ring in 2016, Farnes has returned to join the company for Parsifal, first here in Leeds and then on tour in concert halls in Manchester, Gateshead, Nottingham and London. Tours always make their own practical demands, of course, but so does the enormous orchestra that Wagner demanded. Now, when Opera North presented The Ring Cycle, they kicked things off down the road in the larger space of Leeds Town Hall. But the town hall is being renovated at the moment, so the company has brought Parsifal back into their home theatre and have seized the opportunity to create something much more like a full staging for their audiences in Leeds. That huge orchestra I mentioned remains at the very heart of the performance, though. Rather than being crammed into the pit, the orchestra itself is on display here, filling much of the grand stage space, and director Sam Brown has wrapped his production around it. Here's tonight's conductor, Richard Farnes, explaining how this setup wasn't quite what Wagner had in mind.
The idea of the orchestra being in full view of the audience up on the stage is, of course, completely contrary to Wagner's own intentions. Indeed, he had the theatre at Bayreuth constructed famously to hide the orchestra. However, we feel that the orchestra is actually such an essential and central part of the action. In fact, it is the central figure in the action. This is the case in many of Wagner's works. But actually the conceit of being able to see them is very interesting for the audience. In fact, in Leeds, in this production, the orchestra actually has its own sort of lighting.